Pink soccer cleats spark World Cup sales surge in Brazil. The article introduces readers to a pink cleats phenomenon at the World Cup, where the footwear dominates the field and TV broadcasts. It shows how major brands such as Nike, Adidas, Puma, and New Balance are driving a surge in sales and shaping a creative commodity. The bold color helps players stand out on the green pitch, and it is prompting discussions about gender norms as stars like Messi and Neymar wear the shade. Retailers spotlight the pink models in online and in-store campaigns, amplifying the trend. This piece explains why the trend matters for fans, brands, and how it challenges stereotypes. Pink boots dominate the World Cup in 2026. Brands like Nike, Adidas, Puma, and New Balance release pink models. Pink boosts help players stand out on grass and on TV. Kids imitate stars like Messi and Neymar. Driving demand, pink gear challenges gender stereotypes in sports. Pink soccer cleats dominate World Cup 2026, driving retail and visual buzz in the 2026 World Cup. Pink cleats have become a defining sight on the field. Players across major brands wear varying shades of the color, creating a strong visual presence that extends beyond the match. Retail data shows a clear uptick in sales for stores carrying the color, with Netshoes reporting a 15% rise and Centauro showing a jump of nearly 50% in this product category. Market observers describe the trend as a creative commodity, a situation where a product loses exclusive appeal as more brands offer similar versions. Retail impact and sales trends. The surge in demand for pink cleats is visible in online and physical stores. Retailers have highlighted these models on home pages and in promotional campaigns tied to the tournament, reinforcing the visibility of the color across brands. The broader effect is a noticeable lift in purchases related to the pink palette during the World Cup window. Brand strategy and visual impact. Major brands, including Nike, Adidas, Puma, and New Balance, released collections for the World Cup that feature similar pink tones. Although each brand pursued its own design goals, the resulting products share a common color strategy. The color choice helps the footwear stand out against the green turf, making cleats more visible to spectators and viewers during broadcasts and replays. Field presence and audience perception. The color contrast also draws attention to players' feet, since none of the 48 participating teams uses pink as a dominant kit color. This lack of kit tone alignment increases the cleat's prominence on camera and in highlight clips, contributing to the ongoing discussion about color choice and branding in sports equipment. Consumer behavior and gender dialogue. The widespread adoption of pink footwear is shaping consumer perceptions and sparking conversations about gender norms in sports. By featuring pink in high-profile matches, athletes contribute to a broader debate about whether color associations should limit how people perceive athletes. Ground-level observations. A shopper interviewed near a major stadium noted that the color's presence influences families who watch games together. He observed that many children seek footwear similar to what stars wear, and parents report their kids asking for the same models worn by stars such as Neymar or Messi. This dynamic illustrates how athlete attire, including color choices, can affect consumer demand at the street level. Conclusion. The pink cleats phenomenon in World Cup 2026 demonstrates how color becomes a strategic asset, enhancing visual presence on the field and in broadcasts, while driving retail momentum. Brands co-create a shared creative commodity by releasing similar pink designs, showing the power of cohesive color branding even as each label maintains its own identity. More broadly, the trend engages discussions about gender norms, proving that stars like Messi and Neymar wearing pink can inspire fans to redefine what is possible in sports. For fans, brands, and players alike, the episode confirms that color-driven design shapes perception, fuels demand, and can advance inclusion within the game. Frequently asked questions. What sparked the pink soccer cleat surge? Four big brands released pink models for the World Cup, and stars wore them. This is the commodity creative trend where many brands copy a popular look. The pink pops on the green field and in TV replays. How did sales perform during the World Cup so far? Netshoes up 15%. Centauro up almost 50%. Shoppers bought pink cleats at both stores. Why do pink cleats stand out on the field? Pink contrasts with the green grass. It's not common in most team uniforms. It's easy to spot on TV replays and photos. Which brands released pink cleats for the World Cup? Nike, Adidas, Puma, and New Balance. Does the trend challenge gender stereotypes? Yes. Stars like Messi and Neymar wear pink, and kids want pink too. It shows pink isn't only for one gender.